it's Elizabeth McGann, Drop the Weight Podcast.
Let me do it.
Welcome back.
We're thrilled to have you here.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yes.
For being here, Shelley Carling.
Hey, thanks.
Let's cut right to it. You've had kind of a rough patch.
It's true.
Yeah.
So I lost like 50-ish pounds and I have now gained it back.
So what's been going on? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm having a hard time. I don't know what's going on. That's okay. Part of the problem.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, one of the things you said to me, and it was something that I feel like might be really compelling for the audience as well, is you're like, Liz, I don't want to be on a diet anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done with diets.
That's true.
And you were like, keto 2.0, and is this a diet? And I was like, it's not a diet. And it was kind of cool to understand that if you're confused about kind of the lighten up lifestyle, is it a diet?
Yeah.
And is it even keto, which it's not?
Well, yeah. It's like any of those diet words, I'm at a point where I'm like,
okay.
Because I've just gone through the cycle like all the time.
Yeah.
Like they're effective. Yeah. They are effective.
Yeah.
And I lose weight on them.
Yeah.
And then I gain weight back.
And that's the part of the dieting that we want to stop here. We're not dieting. And so maybe you can share with us, and perhaps our audience can definitely identify. I mean, personally, I've part of the reason why I became a nutritionist is that I tried every single food plan forever. And
would you consider there's a difference between a food plan and a diet?
Yeah, I kind of put them in the same category. I feel like the main distinction for me between a diet and a food plan or a lifestyle change is that one is something you go on and then you go off. You go on it and then you go off of it.
Okay.
Versus you make fundamental changes that make you healthier and happier and you don't want to go off of it because you like it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's the distinction. There's, you know, but I want to hear more about you because this is where you are right now and you're in a difficult place. And it's something that I'm sure, I mean, the people that we're blessed to serve.
Yeah.
This is where they are. They're like, I've been on every diet, Elizabeth. Nothing works. I don't even think you can help me, but help me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How to lose weight without being on a diet.
Yeah.
So what would that look like if you were going to lose weight? And I know you're figuring it out, so you may not have the answers. But in your ideal world, your vision.
Well, what I'm realizing about myself is I don't think it's about food. I don't think it's about weight or the food.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. It was so poetic.
It really was.
But that's also very complicated, too, because I'm like, okay, so it's not about the food. But then, like, where do I start? How do I figure this out? Like, what do I do?
Well, that's where I come in. And my dog is growling for emphasis.
She's like, yes, you're on the right path.
Yes, you are in the right place.
Going in the right direction.
Yes. So I love what you just said, that it's not about the food.
Yeah.
So if it's not about the food, what is it about?
Well, I mean, that's what I haven't totally figured out yet because I'm basically at square one, but I think a big part for me is maybe like, I don't feel very connected. I have been going to like a program to learn a little bit more about this.
Okay.
And one of the things they talk about is the word halt. To not eat or maybe like second guess you're eating.
Yeah, let's break down what halt is. It's an acronym.
Yeah, for hungry, angry, lonely, or tired.
Hungry,
angry,
lonely,
tired.
And those are the four major triggers that usually cause someone to go into addictive behavior.
Right.
Food being one of them.
Right.
So
you're lonely. Yeah. There's no one around.
Yeah. Connection, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Disconnection, which might be the primary cause for so many addictions. So lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the last one?
Tired.
Tired.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need a nap.
Yeah. Most of the times I need a nap.
Yeah. But instead you do what?
I'll eat food.
Okay.
Or if I don't nap, then I become angry.
Oh.
And then I need food.
Yeah. even to pause there before you're about to like make a bad choice with whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, all of it's about awareness, like being aware enough to know, like, okay, actually, right now I'm lonely, I'm not hungry, so I maybe I shouldn't eat this food. Maybe what I should do that would make me feel better is like call a friend.
So halt. I love that.
Yeah. So I mean, I think like the whole purpose of halt is knowing that those are four triggers, and then you have to have the awareness to be able to point them out. But that's hard.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm figuring out.
It's hard. And I think that with practice, like just practicing a pause right before you reach for something and just asking yourself that. Halt, pause.
Right.
Hungry, angry, lonely, tired.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's pretty intuitive. If you're hungry, eat something healthy. If you're angry, talk to someone. If you're lonely, connect.
Yeah.
If you're tired, sleep and take a nap, you know? Uh-huh. And then think about whether you want the wine or the food or the cigarette. Emotional eating, it's no joke. So I'd like to challenge you this week to practice the pause, practice the halt, figure out what you're really hungry for, and then go get it. It just might change your life. And so will this podcast. That's my commitment to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And stay tuned for the next episode of Drop the Weight podcast, where you're going to learn how to overcome emotional eating and also learn some strategies on how to lose weight without feeling like you're on a diet. Oh, yeah. Like we do it, 'cause no one can.